Well, hello, Haunters. Today is halfway to Halloween. How are you celebrating? Things are only going to get better from here as we creep towards Halloween. Today, I celebrated halfway to Halloween at the Spooky Swap Meet with some of the best ghouls around. Now, I already interviewed the creators, Claire and Sarah, in a previous episode if you want to go back and listen, but this episode is focused all on the on-location Halloween goodness. The event had specialty vendors, tarot readers, ghost stories, food, and of course, the trick-or-treat experience is complete with scare actors. From the Haunted Attraction Network, I'm Philip. Today, let's go to the market. Walking up, you're greeted by iron fencing, eerie music, and those 12-foot-tall skeletons that everybody wanted and nobody could seem to find. Turning to your right, you see full Victorian houses decked out in Halloween fashion.
Hello.
I like your hat.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
Would you like some candy?
Yes, trick or treat.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Trick or treat.
I got you.
Here you go. Pick anyone you want.
Nice.
There were 7 trick-or-treat experiences, each with their own theme and feel, but the one I fell in love with was the trick-or-treat themed experience created by Murder House Productions. Seeing the jack-o'-lanterns and waving at Sam as we walked by just literally made my pumpkin heart melt.
I'm Aurora Persichetti. I'm the creator of Murder House Productions. We originally started as a home haunt in Thousand Oaks, California. And we've grown to do Halloween-themed events. We do haunted attractions, displays, photo ops, holiday decor. We are just inspired by Halloween movies, and we love detailed theming and storytelling. Grew up in musical theater, so I have an eye for like details. So the characters matter, the sets matter, the sound matters, the lighting matters. So we think about like literally every little detail, and we just want to create a cool like environment for people to just feel immersed, feel like they're in a whole world. So specifically what we're doing here is like we're at this Spooky Swap event right now, and we knew we were going to decorate a house, and I was like, okay, I love the movie Trick or Treat. I've done it as a haunted house before. So why not bring it back, but in a sort of scare zone style that still tells the story. We have Sam walking around. And of course, with COVID and everything, we've been so dry that I've been so thirsty for something to create. So I've just been like slaving away at this, creating an experience for everyone to see. And I love for people to just feel like they're in the movie, they're in the environment. It's full, it's like a full 360 experience. Details like matter for everything that I do. And I just am so passionate about just creating and artistry and design in every sense of the way, not just horror, but just in any storytelling element. But yeah, so I started Murder House Productions back in 2016, I think it was. And it's just grown to be this outlet for me to just create for other people, not just myself.
You have the recreation of the yard from the opening sequence, and you have even the Sam pumpkins.
Yeah.
And the actors, the soundscape isn't just a repeat. Within the soundscape, you have moments that the actors can play to,
yeah,
which allows guests walking by to get captured by what's going on in the scene. So
exactly,
it's all the things that you want to do.
Exactly. So specifically for this, like I knew I was decorating a house. So I saw pictures of this place and I was like, it's a gorgeous house. What is it missing? What does a house normally have? Okay, a fence.
Yep.
So we built a fence out of PVC. Mailbox, a gate, a person. Sale sign to, you know, add some more detail, and thought about the assignment and I was like, I need to make it look like a real house. I want people to feel like they're staring at a house on Halloween night that's been like sitting here rotting with trick-or-treat decorations that have been up for years and years. And so definitely just like storytelling. I want people to feel like they're just there. This is a big tribute to a love letter, I say, to the movie Trick or Treat. I love it so much. Perfect like vintage feel for a Halloween movie.
Yeah.
And jack-o'-lanterns everywhere. That took me like so long to carve, but I've been reusing them for a few years.
Yeah.
But yeah, like a lot of the stuff that you see here is I fabricated specifically for this event. Yeah. I really wanted it to just feel authentic, and that's what I do with every project.
Yeah, so there's one of the scenes.
Yeah. We have little trigger events where I'll say
little acting moments. I like to give them the actors opportunity to just have a theatrical moment that's timed with audio, so it's more like of a punch. It's like you're watching a play almost. I will always do stuff because I'm passionate about it, not for profit. I do think about that too, but it's more just because I love it. I'm gonna do it to entertain. I'm not only thinking about numbers. And when it comes down to it, like the first draft of a project is always just like, how can we make people the most like happy?
Yeah.
How can we, you know, not like numbers, we have to make money off of this. Yeah. I think that's what I've realized in this world is that it is a lot of it's about money. I don't give a fuck about money. I don't care about it, mama. Like, I am in it for the enjoyment, for the art, for the theater. That's what you have to think about first. It's all me. Like, I'm paying for everything. I'm doing it all myself, putting in my own time. I don't care about profit. It's just I love it, and I do it if I'm given the opportunity to do it. I'll do it 100%. Money is really important at the end of the day, but no. If that's your first thing that you think of, usually something's gonna go wrong along the way because you're not thinking about just like the enjoyment of the whole thing.
After the trick-or-treating, I browsed the vendors. There were a ton, but here's a sampling from the few that I personally shopped at. I also definitely went over budget today.
My name is Quincy and I work for Bats and Body. I'm vending here at the Spooky Swap Meet, selling all the spooky Halloween themed bath bombs, sugar scrubs, body oils, basically any spooky bath products you could think of. Yeah, I make everything myself. I hand paint everything. I blend the oils, the sugars, the body butters, mix the fragrances, do all that fun stuff. My favorite memory of Halloween. Oh my goodness, that's a difficult one. I really love going to Halloween Horror Nights because I basically grew up at Universal because my mom worked there. Any Halloween Horror Nights memory is probably one of the best ones.
I'm Shawnee Drake, owner and creator of Little Miss Oddities, a curator of bones, butterflies. I make all my shadow boxes all by hand and sculpt most of the frames. All my butterflies are ethically sourced, pinned, and I'm just a curator of all things odd. Favorite Halloween memory is actually this past COVID Halloween. We did a huge barricade in the front yard. We made a candy slide and we were like teasing the children. We're like, here's candy. And then we were pulling it away from them the whole time. And we only got 6 kids, but we made their night. The neighbor across the street was doing magic in his front yard. So we just had a bonfire.
That's incredible.
And enjoyed everything.
This is Franco from Teen No Evil. My brother and I run a horror shirt company since 2013. We're here at the Spooky Swap Meet to design a shirt for the event and also sling our new horror designs.
You guys do all the designs here that we're seeing here on the table?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, started out in 2013 through Kickstarter, and ever since we've been hustling. Simplicity is the key. The faster the audience gets the design, the more popular it is. So don't try to make it complicated with more colors. Like, less colors, the better.
What's your favorite Halloween memory?
Probably going to Halloween Haunt. My first one probably about 7 years ago. Back in grade school, I was already, I just couldn't go because my parents wouldn't let me. I didn't. Finally, once I went, it was awesome. Lines were really long, but it was still worth it. Yeah.
I am Desiree from Rags to Witches, and I have been a part of the spooky community probably like 10-ish years now, officially, but unofficially like my whole life. So yeah, I make rag dolls. We do a lot of wood-burned goods. We do holiday ornaments. I'm so glad that they have this outlet for they can just be creative and show their work and their hard work and then their passion on top of it too. My most like vivid Halloween like trick-or-treat memory is I was probably about 8 or 9, and this one girl, she was at the very bottom of this street that we were trick-or-treating on, and she had no decorations, she had no sound, she had one light bulb shining on the driveway, and she had blood footprints walked around like her whole like driveway sidewalk, and she was in this like nightgown, she had rotted hair, and she was singing like creepy lullabies like tunes and we were walking up and we just stopped dead. We're like, oh, like we thought she was maybe not even home. It was that secretive, very mysterious. And we're like, wait, oh my, wait, there's a person there in the middle of a driveway, sitting Indian style with a bowl of candy, singing a creepy, like, na, 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 na. Like, oh God. Gives me chills just thinking about it. And yeah, we just walked up there, but it was very creepy. And I will never forget that. It was nice to understand that, hey, it's just be yourself, have fun. You don't need a lot of decorations. You don't need music. You don't need fog machines and all this like fanfare. And she did like an amazing job. And I'll never forget that because she won Halloween that year. We were like, we don't need the candy. It's fine. She was amazing. So that's probably my most vivid memory. And it was just so simple. I loved it. She was awesome.
It's been a while since I felt that Halloween excitement. I don't know, maybe it was the clouds of fog rolling over the street, or it was the vintage decoration on the mansions, or maybe it was the actors and the sounds of children screaming. But I also think that it was the community. After all, this is the haunt community. And I was just excited to see some of my haunt friends, as this woman was.
I follow you, oh my God.
Yay! It was nice to meet you. I'm so glad you came.
You
had a good time.
And I love watching your videos, your stuff,
thank
your
you
pictures.
So that's it. We're halfway to Halloween. And this makes me wonder, what does Halloween mean to you?
Halloween is life. Halloween is life, yeah.
Halloween is a lifestyle.
Halloween is life. I don't know how else to describe it. It's not just a holiday for us or me personally. It's a way of life. We love Halloween. We love horror. We love monsters. We love all things spooky and eerie and ghosts and haunted. And it is life. I was looking forward to it for weeks and weeks as a vendor. But honestly, if I was just attending, it would be the same because this is Halloween is life. This is what we live for. We want to make spooky happen and create this amazing community of some of the nicest people that I've ever known.
Well, haunters, thank you for coming with me to the market today, and I hope you found time to celebrate halfway to Halloween in your own style. Let me know.
This is Sarah Cook from Spooky Swap Meet. I just wanted to thank everybody for making today a complete success. It was so much fun. The vendors had a blast, and everybody that I talked to had so much fun at the houses, trick-or-treating, and just really enjoying the environment of this beautiful Heritage Square Museum. So I just want to say thank you to everyone for making this just an absolute blast today.
Today's show is produced by me, Philip Hernandez, with post-production by David Swope. Support for the Haunted Attraction Network comes from Gantam Lighting and Controls. Gantam illuminates attractions worldwide with the world's smallest intelligent spotlights. Are you curious to see what Gantam is all about or even catch up on our new products? Well, now you can Zoom directly with Gantam's design team, and you can demo some of our new fixtures, all for free. Sign up at gantam.com/demo. That's gantam.com/demo. Until next time, haunters. Stay scary.
Here's a sticker. Someone dropped their sticker.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production.